Hi, this is Big Bill Harwell out of Davidson, Michigan, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Let me tell you about my life. You know I once had a warm home, but I wouldn't call that girl my wife. Now I'm sleeping outside, all I got is stress and strife. I've been in this here doghouse, you know it seemed like most my days. I've been in this here doghouse, you know it seems like most my days. Yeah, well she won't let me in, I can't change my route anyway. Well, please, please, baby, let me in, it's cold outside. Cold outside. Well, now if you let me in, I'll be a good dog tonight. Well, they call me the big dog, and that's where it's at. Yeah, they call me the big dog, there's a reason they call me that. I've been in this doghouse too long, you know, and baby, that's a fact.
Marty Big Dog Mercer, the Southpaw from Chicagoland, opening up tonight's show with Big Dog Blues. Big Dog Blues started out in the suburbs of Chicago performing locally, and that's when the name Big Dog was born. Big Dog met so many people that, well, they just forgot his name was Marty. Big Dog Mercer and Big Dog Blues here on Sunday Night Blues. Welcome to this edition of Sunday Night Blues. Philip Ryan, your host, bringing you the best in blues from the Sunday Night Blues studios right here on 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. Glad to have you along for this Sunday evening as 102.1 WLEW is streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net. Click on Showtimes at SundayNightBlues.net and just click on the logo 102.1 WLEW. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular. Call 1-800-443-5057 to get connected. By Taos Blues by the Bay. Check out the new website and the full lineup coming up in August at SundayNightBlues.net. By Scooter's Bar and Grill, located in Flint, Michigan, where every Sunday night is blues and barbecue starting at 7 p.m. By the Pasta House, located in Kendy, Michigan, bring the whole family for a fun-filled day. Fun is their number one priority at the Pasta House. By Wingin' It's in East Taos, Michigan, good food, great friends, and everything sports. Tonight's lineup is brought to you by the Detroit Blues Society. Check out our Sunday Night Blues sponsors and the Detroit Blues Society at SundayNightBlues.net. On tonight's show, Big Bill Harwell from Davidson, Michigan, our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight is by request from Cass City, Michigan, Jimmy Vaughn, our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight. Coming up, a band from Flint, Michigan, well, that you might know, as these guys are known as one of the most exciting live acts in Britain today. Now, the band has a sound of authentic Texas, Chicago, and West Coast jump blues with a little rockabilly and 50s R&B. The Dana Dixon Band here on Sunday Night Blues tonight with Crazy Maisie.
Call her Crazy Maisie. Yeah, that's her name. Running wild all over town. Yeah, that's a game. Yeah, that's a game. Yeah, that's a game. Yeah, that's a game. She says she's out to get me anywhere she can. Says she's gonna take me out for messing with a man. Messing with a man. Messing with a man. Messing with a man.
Barbecue fans, come on down to Scooter's Blues and Barbecue every Sunday night starting at 7 o'clock. We have the best of the blues and great barbecue.
Still plenty of time to get down and see Roxy's tonight at Scooter's Bar and Grill on the 16th, Motor City Josh, and on the 23rd, Soul Shaker or Music Solution. This is all happening at Scooter's Bar and Grill.
Come on out to Scooter's Blues and Barbecue every Sunday. We're located at the corner of Torrey and Hill Road just off of US 23.
She sets up and she bags and she even rolls.
Sunday Night Blues with Grand Funk Railroad, and I don't have to sing the blues here on Sunday Night Blues. That is off Grand Funk CD called Closer to Home. Coming up on July 20th is a night of dinner and the blues at the Pasta House in Kinney, Michigan. Now, Dinner and the Blues kicks off at 5 p.m., dinner at 6 p.m., and then at 8 p.m., Big Ray and the Motor City Kings take center stage. For July 20th, Dinner and the Blues at the Pasta House inside the ballroom in Kinney, Michigan. This is going to be a great time. If you've never been in the ballroom at the Pasta House, it is a beautiful ballroom. Check it all out at SundayNightBlues.net for more information for a full night of the blues in Kinney, Michigan. Big Bill Harwell, our guest tonight in the Sunday Night Blues Studios. That is coming up later on. Coming up, George and Monica Smith, Tyler Preston Trio, and I'm Going Fishing. But up next on Sunday Night Blues, 36-22-36.
This is Griffin John from the After Hours Experience.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on 102.1 WLEW. Bad X.
Keep it simple. It's a good lesson for us all. If only our daily lives were that easy. We work too hard, move too fast. But there is a place we can go where the sun comes up and says, slow down. Stop and smell the wildflowers. Spend the whole day on turquoise blue waters. Walk the beach the long way home. On the northeast side of Michigan, every day on the Sunrise Coast is an open invitation to the good life. From Lake Huron to Iargo Springs and all along the mighty El Sabal River, we can take the whole day to go fishing, canoeing, boating, or diving. Take a walk through charming small towns, or take the stairs to the top of historic lighthouses. But mostly, we take it as it comes on the Sunrise Coast. For getting back to the water is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you plan to buy a CD or digital downloads in the near future, make sure that one of your purchases is from an independent artist. We are the future of the music business.
Hello, blues fans. This is Reverend Raven from Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Alpha Boys. And welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues. Philip Ryan, your host, bringing you the best in blues right here in mid-Michigan. Our email address here at the studio, pr@sundaynightblues.net. That's pr@sundaynightblues.net. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight comes in from Cass City, Michigan. Carl emailed Sunday Night Blues and requested some Jimmy Vaughn for tonight. Also on tonight's show, Big Bill Harwell from Grand Blanc, Michigan, our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios. Tyler Preston Trio, George Harmonica Smith, and I'm Going Fishing with Mighty Mo Rogers are here on Sunday Night Blues tonight. 36-22-36 was recorded back in 1998 off the CD called 36-22-36. Now on this CD is Huey Lewis, Charlie Musselwhite, and Delbert McClinton. Now 36-22-36 isn't a distinctive modern electric blues album, but it's an entertaining one, and I think it's a pretty good one here on Sunday Night Blues. He's known for Chicago Blues, Jim Belushi and the Sacred Hearts, and 36-22-36.
Thank you. you going?
Man, I'm going fishing. Come on with me.
Oh, man, what you gonna catch?
What I'm gonna catch? Check this out. I got my sign in the window. I got my lock on the door. I'm going fishing for some sweet, sweet ammo. Now, if I catch a barracuda, I got to throw him back in the sea. You see, I've had my share of barracuda, yes, and yes, sir. I'm going fishing. I'm going fishing. I'm going fishing to see what I can catch. And if ain't nothing but I'm gonna make my hound on fish. So no. Now everybody ask me, what kind of bait are you? It ain't to beat, it's how you wait. I learned that fish in school. I got a lot of patience. I'm gentle and real kind. Sooner or later, some of the fish is taken to my line. I'm gone fishing. Gonna see what I can catch. And if ain't nothing but I'm gonna make my hound dog fish. Show sure enough. Tender and so sweet. I caught what wanting to see. It let you knock me off my feet. Had my booty rocking, I'm curling on my pole. Nobody knows about that place, my secret fishing hole. Gone fishing, I'm gonna see what I can catch. Showed up. And if ain't nothing but I'm gonna make my hound go fish. I'm gone fishing. I'm gone fishing. I'm gone fishing. I got my sign in the window. I got my lock on the door. I'm going fishing for some sweet, sweet apple. I'm gone fishing. Man, it's bad out here. If I don't catch something soon, I'm gonna have to put my stuff in dry down.
Hey, Mo.
Yeah.
Maybe you need another fishing pole.
Man, I don't play that.
I'm gone fishing. I'm gone fishing. I'm gone fishing. I'm gone fishing. Oh, I'm gone fishing.
His songs are all about life, and his music comes directly from his heart and soul. Mighty Mo Rodgers off his CD, Blues Is My Wailing Wall, and I'm going fishing on Sunday Night Blues tonight. Tonight's show is brought to you by Taos Blues by the Bay. Check out the upcoming blues festivals at SundayNightBlues.net. George Harmonica Smith is on Sunday Night Blues tonight with Telephone Blues.
Well, it's all day long. Standing by my telephone. Well, it's all day long. I've been standing by my telephone. Well, I
said, please, please tell me what's going on wrong.
Making out in the corner while you're just drinking. Smoke 'em. when you got no money, I've got a lump of lead.
Sunday Night Blues with the Tyler Preston Trio and Love That'll Last. Tyler Preston Trio is based out of Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for spending your Sunday evening right here on 102.1 WLEW with Sunday Night Blues. Glad to have you along for this Sunday evening. Tonight's show is brought to you by Winging It's in East Tallis, Michigan, where August 24th is our very first Sunday Night Blues Afterglow Party.
Hey, y'all, listen up. This is Doug from the Bluescasters, inviting you to join us at Wingin' It in East Tallis on Saturday, August 24th at 10 o'clock. You can dance the night away to some great rock and blues with us and our pal Philip Ryan from Sunday Night Blues. This is the Sunday Night Blues Afterglow Party. You'd be crazy to be anywhere else.
Coming up here on Sunday Night Blues, our interview with Big Bill Harwell from Grand Blanc, Michigan. But up next, Sunday Night Blues is an undercover agent for the blues.
You are listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
This is the blues.
I want
Undercover Agent of the Blues with Tina Turner here on Sunday Night Blues. Tonight on Sunday Night Blues, we welcome from Davison, Michigan, Big Bill Harwell. And Bill, welcome to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Thank you, Philip. It's actually my pleasure. I love the show.
Thank you so much. You know, Bill, I was reading you've been playing the blues for over 35 years, and you play nothing but the blues. What's the reason on just the blues?
The blues just speaks to me. I mean, I you know, like everybody else, I listened to rock early on, and, you know, I delved into the influences of these rock bands, which was mainly blues, and I started digging into the McKinley Morganfield, you know, which was Muddy Waters, and started listening to their music, and it just spoke to me more than what rock and roll did, and I just loved it. I just always loved it.
Kind of remind you of that song, The Blues Had a Baby, but they named him Rock and Roll.
Exactly, you know, and that was a big hit for Muddy Waters, and he said that all his life, you know, that it wasn't for the blues. I mean, blues had influenced so much music over the years.
Tonight on Sunday Night Blues, Big Bill Harwell. And Bill, you retired from General Motors, and during that time at General Motors, how hard was it to keep your band going?
You know, it was tough. Of course, working at General Motors and, you know, starting a family, you know, with my daughter, and it was tough. I actually put my music on hold for quite a while, you know, while raising my daughter, but I continued to play as much as I could, and the blues was my focus, and it always has been.
And Bill, at what age did your daughter finally get into music?
Well, you know, she started singing early on. I mean, early I recognized what a great talent she had, a God-given gift. But and she was, you know, singing in the school choirs and singing the national anthem at events around the area. And, you know, everybody was just taken by, you know, her voice, just as such a pure voice, you know. And she's been doing it now for, probably 10 years.
So what's it like to share the stage with Kelly?
Oh, my gosh, it's probably the biggest thrill a person could have. I mean, to have something in common with your children, I mean, that's tough. I mean, to try to find a connection that you both love something and share it. And being on stage with her and watching her sing and the reaction of the audience. And, you know, and we do festivals and people come up and ask her for her autograph. And she's this quiet, unassuming, shy girl, but... it's just a thrill to see people love her voice, love her talent.
You stay out all night till the break of day. Snap me up with everything I say. Little by little, oh, I'm losing you, I can see. Hell, bit by bit, darling, your love is slipping away from me. Oh, what you doing, baby?
By Little with Kelly Harwell live vocals. Kelly is a part of Big Bill Harwell's blues band out of Grand Blanc, Michigan. In fact, that is Big Bill's daughter, Kelly Harwell, doing Little by Little as Sunday Night Blues continues our interview with Big Bill. And what's it like when someone asks you for your autograph?
I'm just a musician. I just play music, and I'm flattered that people love what I do and the way we play, the way we sing. And I'll always have time for fans because without them, you know, you're not going to do what you're doing and having a good time doing it. But I I'm still a bit taken aback by it, but we'll never turn down anybody to talk, sign an autograph, or whatever.
I guess one of the biggest things that I was taught throughout life is always to be humble.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's, you know, and that thing that's kind of surprised me. People will say, you know, gosh, he's just a really down-to-earth, humble, you know, guy, no ego. And I'm thinking, well, why wouldn't I be? I don't understand. To me, there's no room for that in something that is just pure joy, like music, especially blues music.
Yeah, exactly. Big Bill Harwell, based out of Flint, Michigan, on Sunday Night Blues tonight. And Bill, tell us about some of the blues bands you shared the stage with, and who was your biggest influence when you were growing up?
Well, my biggest influence early on has to be B.B. King. I mean, he opened up the blues to such a large audience and such a big market, and seen him on Ed Sullivan when I was about 15, and I was just blown away by him, and the first record I bought was a B.B. King record. But then, you know, after investigating him, I mean, I got into Muddy Waters, Albert King, Freddie King, you know, Son House, Robert Johnson. I mean, just it goes on and on. Just about everybody that played the music at one time, I've listened to.
Did you have the chance to meet B.B. King?
I have met B.B. King. Actually, in fact, the first time I met him was in Detroit at the Hyatt Regency. I was 19, and I went and did the concert, and I got front row seats, and I saw him. And as I was leaving, I was looked into the doors of the kitchen, and he was standing back there with his band members, and I opened the door, and I told him it was a great show, and he said, well, thank you, son, I appreciate you coming out, and I've met him several times after that, but as far as sharing the stage, that's probably my big dream, is to share the stage with him, but I have opened up for Bobby Bland and John Primer, and of course, my good friend Larry McRae, Carl Weathersby, just who's who of Kenny Neal, Tad Benoit, just a lot of great, great blues acts. Brian Lee, I spoke to him for over an hour one time, and just a great guy and a great talent. And we sat and talked about blues for a good hour.
Yeah, that's a great story, Brian Lee.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, people don't know Brian Lee. He plays, he's blind, and when he's up on stage, you probably wouldn't even know that he's blind, the way that he interacts and plays with the crowd.
No, absolutely, and that's the great thing about him. I mean, even on record, he puts his live albums, he puts on a great performance just listening to him. So, and then when you see him live, it's like you finally realize, you know, the man is blind, but he's, just a great, great performer and a great guy. And he's had a lot of struggles in his life, but he says, you know, if it wasn't for the blues, you know, who knows what he'd be doing.
Brian Lee here on Sunday Night Blues with The Bounce, as we'll continue our interview with Big Bill Harwell from Grand Blanc, Michigan, coming up in our next hour of The Best in Blues, right here on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan, and now streaming at SundayNightBlues.net. Click on the showtime at the website, and then click on the WLEW logo. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, Taos Blues by the Bay, Scooter's Bar and Grill, The Pasta House, and by Wingin' It's. Coming up in our next hour of The Best in Blues, our Sunday Night Blues Double Shot with Jimmy Vaughn. Glad to have you along for this Sunday evening. You're listening to The Best in Blues on Sunday Night Blues.
With Philip Ryan on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Don't tell me how I get my blues. Most every week. Don't tell me how I get my blues.
Hi, this is Kelly Harwell from the Big Bill Harwell Band, and you're listening to Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. Sometimes, Lord, a man
Larry McRae and Soul Shine, starting off our second hour of the Best in Blues from the Sunday Night Blues Studios right here on 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. Philip Ryan, your host, and thanks for spending your Sunday evening with Sunday Night Blues. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular. Call 1-800-443-5057 to get connected today. By Taos Blues by the Bay, gearing up for their upcoming August Blues Festival. By Scooter's Bar and Grill in Flint, Michigan, where every Sunday night is blues and barbecue starting at 7 o'clock. By the Pasta House in Kindy, Michigan, where fun is their number one priority. And by Wingin' It's in East Taos, Michigan. They're located on the second block of Newman Street. Check out our fine sponsors at SundayNightBlues.net. Coming up this hour, we continue our interview with Big Bill Harwell from Grand Blanc, Michigan. Also, our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight is by email request for Jimmy Bond. Coming up, we're going to hear from A.J. Diggs as we get it going here on Sunday Night Blues with Walter Trout and Eric Sardinas as they team up together here on Sunday Night Blues with Firehouse Mama.
You ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And I sure do believe it's true, honey. 'Cause there ain't nothing but smoke all around with the hot, loving way she do. Yeah, they say with that smoke, there's fire. And I sure do believe it's true. Yes, I do. 'Cause there ain't nothing but smoke all around, baby, with the hot, loving way she do. Look out, walk on, lady. Loving's hot and sweet. You better leave the kitchen, boy, now. But if you can't stand the heat, one day she told me, child, man, that a loving's hot and sweet. She said, you better leave the kitchen now, boy, if you can't stand the heat. Like that.
This is Gibson Rico from Charlevoix, Michigan, and you are listening to Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Hard week working from 9 to 5. I'm home for dinner, barely alive. Just can't do no TV, beer or booze. There's my easy chair, hey baby, with my comfortable shoes. Now she goes to fetch them, she throws them, I catch them. I reach for her hand, she says, don't get happy, man. The right one's a little too big for my feet. They're just right for dancing and romancing or grooving to the blues they be. She wants to hang out with the girls tonight. If she leaves right away, it's all right. I can relax and play a couple of tunes. I know she won't be back too soon.
Sunday Night Blues with A.J. Diggs and Comfortable Shoes. That is off A.J. Diggs' CD called Already in Progress. A.J. Diggs is known for blues and R&B and soul. A.J. was born in Philly and grew up in a family of 12, and every brother and sister in his family, well, they either played an instrument or sang. A.J. Diggs here on Sunday Night Blues with Comfortable Shoes. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues here on 102.1 WLEW, the Cruise Station. Philip Ryan, your host. As Sunday Night Blues invites you to come on out to our first Sunday Night Blues After Glow party. This is happening on August 24th at Wingonuts in downtown East Tallahassee as the Bluescasters from Ann Arbor, Michigan take center stage. You can check out SundayNightBlues.net for all the information on Sunday Night Blues After Glow party coming up on August 24th. Coming up, our Sunday Night Blues interview with Big Bill Harwell from Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Keep it simple. It's a good lesson for us all. If only our daily lives were that easy. We work too hard, move too fast. But there is a place we can go where the sun comes up and says, slow down. Stop and smell the wildflowers. Spend the whole day on turquoise blue waters. Walk the beach the long way home. On the northeast side of Michigan, every day on the Sunrise Coast is an open invitation to the good life. From Lake Huron to Iargo Springs, and all along the mighty El Sable River, we can take the whole day to go fishing, canoeing, boating, or diving. Take a walk through charming small towns, or take the stairs to the top of historic lighthouses. But mostly, we take it as it comes on the Sunrise Coast. For getting back to the water is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Yeah, g'day. This is Dennis
and Ron
from the shop. And you're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan.
Hey, this is Steve Allen from the Boa Constrictors from the Detroit area. We
We're going to be up your way and at the Tawas Blues Festival that runs from August 23rd to the 25th. We'll be there Saturday the 24th at noon with our good friend the Paz Man from WCSX-FM. And we look forward to seeing all of you. Get yourself a nice dose of Detroit Blues. You can check out the entire lineup for the weekend by going to SundayNightBlues.net with our good friend.
I grew up near the Motor City. That's where I heard them soulful sounds. I grew up near the Motor City. That's where I heard them soulful sounds. From John Lee Hooker and whoever came through town. You know I watched and paid attention to see what they would play. To see what they would play. I listened every word to hear what the blues had to say. Now I'm a blues man, that's all I am. I'm a blues man, that's all I am. If the others won't,
Sunday Night Blues with Big Bill Harwell, blues band out of Grand Blanc, Michigan, and I'm a blues man. As we continue our interview with Big Bill, and Bill, welcome back to Sunday Night Blues.
Thank you, Philip. It's actually my pleasure. I love the show.
Tonight on Sunday Night Blues is Big Bill Harwell from Grand Blanc, Michigan, and Bill, introduce the rest of the band to the blues audience.
Well, right now, for the past several years, I've had a bass player. His name is Steve Annable, and he's from the Owosso, Michigan area. He played out in Colorado for several years in a couple blues bands out there, and he plays all styles, but blues is where he really belongs. He just knows how to drive a blues band. On drums, we have a Flint native named Dan Garrix, who's a multi-talented guy, just a great percussionist, really knows how to play for the blues. You know, it's about the song, not overplaying and just, you know, playing for the music. On harp, you know, I've got Gary Stillwagon. We call him Wiggy. And he's been playing harp for about 28 years and just has a great Chicago tone. And all my band members are just great guys. We all get along great. We all have a lot of common interests and just have a great time on stage playing.
So when you guys get together and practice, it's not like a big deal and people are struggling?
Oh, no, absolutely not. We usually will chit-chat for a minute, and then, you know, we'll finally say, well, let's play some blues. And we play, and
we'll be there. We say, well, we're going to play for an hour, but before you know it, 2 hours has gone by, and we're just jamming away because we just love the music so much.
That's great that everybody gets along in your band, Bill.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, and I think it comes across on stage, too. I mean, people after a show will come up and talk to us, and, you know, they say, you guys really just work really well together. And like you know, when in a band situation, there's more than just the music. You've got to be able to get along with your guys. You've got to be able to have common goals and interests and no egos. And that's one thing I've never really put up with over the years is we're just musicians. We're playing music. We're having a good time. And we're enjoying it as much as the audience does. And that's why we all get along, I think, so well.
You got to help me. Woman, I can't do it all by myself. Help me, woman, I can't do it all by myself. If you don't help me, baby, gonna find me somebody else. Might have to wash, I might have to soak, might have to cook, baby. I'll even mop that floor. Help me, baby, woman, I can't do it all by myself. If you don't help me, baby, find me somebody else, yeah.
Big Bill Harwell and Help Me here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. And Bill, what kind of guitars do you play?
Well, my main guitar, if you see pictures of me on my different sites, it's a blue guitar that I built. I've been building guitars off and on for about 15 years. But this one, I took about a year to really slowly build the way I wanted to build it. And it speaks to me. It says what I want to say. And I also use, of course, a couple Heritage guitars from Kalamazoo, Michigan, which I'm proud to use because they're a great company, still hand-building guitars like they did back in the 50s and 60s uh-huh. in the old Gibson guitar plant. But those are my main guitars.
You and your good friend Larry had a chance to tour the plant.
Him and I went to the Heritage plant to tour the plant here 6 months ago, and we went through and watched how they hand-built everything still. And I think Larry right now is in negotiations of being maybe a Kalamazoo artist representative. So he was really taken by their guitars. He's played mine several times and loves it, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, you can't beat something made right here in Michigan.
No, you can't. Not at all. Big Bill Harwell on Sunday Night Blues tonight. And Bill, tell us about your upcoming dates, and also tell the blues audience here in mid-Michigan and how they can find you.
Well, they can find us by, we have a MySpace page, Big Bill Harwell Band. We've got a Reverb Nation page with six or so songs on there they can play and listen to. Also got a Facebook page. You know, the social media thing is such a big thing now, and I've got a website being built right now. It should be up and running hopefully shortly. And then as far as gigs, we're kind of slowing down right now for June. We've got a couple of gigs. We've got a place out in Fenton, Michigan called Ramos that we're going to do on the 20th. And I've got two or three private parties that we like to do, too. We like to do those things. And I've got some fundraiser benefits I'm doing in July, and some other bar gigs in July as well. But if you get on any of my sites, they'll have a list of all our gigs there.
Are you on LinkedIn, too?
I just joined that, and I'm in the process of hooking up with that. I'll probably do that in the next day or two when I can find the time.
Okay. Big Bill Harwell on Sunday Night Blues tonight. And, Bill, what a pleasure to have you on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
No, Philip, it's my pleasure, and I appreciate your show. I've been listening to it for a while, and I love it. And we need guys like you to promote this this great American music, the blues, and it's my pleasure. You just have no idea. I love the show.
Thank you so much, Bill. You have yourself a good night.
Hi, this is Kelly Harwell from the Big Bill Harwell Band.
Hi, this is Big Bill Harwell out of Davidson, Michigan, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Oh, I'm feeling kind of lonely. Oh, I'm feeling kind of down. Oh, but I know I'm gonna be all right, 'cause these blues are hanging around, ooh, hanging around, ooh, hanging around, oh, hanging around. Oh, I'm feeling kind of tired, and I don't know just what to do. We'll be right back.
just won't burn.
Big Bill Harwell, along with his daughter, Kelly Harwell, here on Sunday Night Blues with Just Won't Burn. I really enjoyed that interview with Big Bill Harwell. We hope you enjoyed our interview with Big Bill Harwell Blues Band out of Grand Blanc, Michigan. On the way here on Sunday Night Blues, our Sunday Night Blues double shot with Jimmy Vaughn. Keep it here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and now streaming on the web at sundaynightblues.net. Click on Showtimes and then click on the logo for 102.1 WLEW, streaming now on the World Wide Web. Our double shot is by email request from Cass City, Michigan. Jimmy emailed the show tonight for some Jimmy Vaughn. Here is Good Texan on Sunday Night Blues.
Say thanks to me like a cowgirl would. I do tricks for you like a cowboy should. You look romantic laying in the hay. I need you tonight in a new kind of way. When you look at me with those eyes, it makes me start to fantasize. I know you could, so I can do it to you, baby, like a Texan should. Oh. Riding the range, I think of you. I dig your chili, you know it's true. A great big tank. Do it to me like I know you could, so I can do it to you, baby, like a Texan should. Oh, are you the kind of woman who's above the rest? Well, nothing for me but the best. You say you need a fella who really can do it to you good like a Texan man.
That pony across the spread. try, baby. Come on. You know there ain't but one man for you, and that's me. Like a good tattoo shoe. I love it. That's it. That's it.
Our Sunday Night Blues Double Shot tonight, Jimmy Vaughn. We heard Good Texan and Dirty Girl. Our Sunday Night Blues Double Shot goes out to Jimmy in Cass City, Michigan. He emailed his double shot to pr@sundaynightblues.net. pr@sundaynightblues.net for your Sunday Night Blues Double Shot. Here is the Jeff Olson Band and Looking for Headlines on Sunday Night Blues.
Look for the headlines in the Music City News about a country singer who switched over to the blues. He traded in his banjo for electric lead guitar. You can hear him playing slide down at the smokehouse bar. Look for the headlines in the Music City News. And Eric Clapton's guitar makes my country heart sing. Now my future goal with all my heart and soul to play the best blues until I lose control. Look for the headlines in the Music City News.
I'm Chris from the Boogie Woogie Barbecue down in Ann Arbor, Michigan, listening to the Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
John Costello ending tonight's show with Talk to Your Daughter here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. Hey, thanks to Big Bill Harwell for stopping by tonight's Sunday Night Blues show. Big Bill Harwell in our Sunday Night Blues studios tonight. He is from Grand Blanc, Michigan. Tonight's show was brought to you by Taos Blues by the Bay, Thumb Cellular, The Pasta House, Scooter's Bar and Grill, and by Winginess. Check out our fine sponsors at SundayNightBlues.net. And while you're there, read about our dates coming up for July 20th and August 24th. It's all at Sunday Night Blues. .net. Email your Sunday Night Blues double shot to pr@sundaynightblues.net. Love to hear from you. As this is Philip Ryan, keeping the blues alive and well right here in mid-Michigan from the Sunday Night Blues studios on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan. A very, very special hello going out to my granddaughter Jackie tonight. I love you and I miss you, baby. We're going to see you real soon. Take care, blues fans.